had a stressful day, here's your chance to forget about it. Sit back, relax, and immerse yourself in more stories from my friend Chris's autobiography. It's Thursday's edition of 24 Years at the Tap End. What's happening?
I thought we'd go to the 10th year at the Tap End today, if you're keen.
Keen. Set the scene as to what you were like in the 10th year at the Tap End.
Well, 10th year was year 5, back in my primary school at Cannon Lane in Pinner.
Yeah.
So I was just doing my thing, as it any year 5 would do.
Were you good at school?
I was, yeah. Generally, I was good. I never really got in massive trouble. Had the odd sort of scuffles with the law, but nothing major.
The odd scuffle with the law?
That sounds quite major to me.
Yeah, I don't mean law, I just mean teachers. Right. Generally, I was quite good.
I was really good at school. I was a proper geek. And then I just couldn't be bothered for the last 2 years.
Well, year 5 and year 6?
Yeah. And then that's when the hedgehog thing happened.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to go back through that again because I am seeing somebody about that and it's painful to talk about. Anyway, I'm not proud. It's time for Tap End, starting now. Let's go.
Ready?
Ready. Ready.
Towards the end of year 5, school got a lot more relaxed. Teachers had their eyes set on the summer holidays, with most lesson plans revolving around watching videos or making posters for any given subject. To be fair, there was a lot to make posters for this year, including an event we had spent the last 8 weeks learning country dancing for in PE. I remember having an argument with my teacher that country dancing shouldn't count as PE, but she insisted we did it.
I used to hate country dancing.
Did you do it as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I just thought it was a Somerset thing.
No, it was always on.
Like a West
Country thing. No, we were doing it.
Prancing about like idiots.
You had to do that. You had to kind of dance round people.
Yeah, and dozy, do your partners.
That was it, yeah.
Like, when is that ever going to come in useful in your life? Ever?
Well, if you need to get around someone in the pavement who's blocking your way or not walking fast enough, you can dozy-do them quickly.
Okay, I have that. But what else?
You're doing the dance for sport relief.
I am, yeah.
You could have boshed it then?
No, that doesn't help me in any way.
Are you and Ollie Mears doing the do-si-do?
No, we are not. It's very different to that.
We were to perform our country dancing skills at an upper school assembly scheduled for towards the end of the year. We also had our sports day and our school fair on the way, both events deemed worthy of creating posters for. Country dancing was massively long. Generally, the lads were reluctant to hold girls' hands during all the routines, and the songs were awful.
So have you got some of the songs?
I've managed to find some of these songs that,
Was that because you used to listen to. Did you remember them or did you actually have them in your collection?
No, you just sort of Google country dancing and eventually you come across them.
All right, here it is then.
On the ring. Swing in the middle. Circle 6.
This isn't from your school, I take it.
No, I don't know this guy.
Right.
To your corner. Do-si-do. Do-si-do your partner.
As I say, once again, you live in northwest London. What is the point?
Yeah.
You could have done some like kind of street dance or something.
But he shouts out stuff. Well, no, this was way before diversity and stuff like that. And people, you know, dance troops on Britain's Got Talent. This
There was still street dancing then.
Was there?
Yeah. It did exist before Britain's Got Talent, I understand, in places like America.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So there's a bloke in the middle who just sort of shouts words like do-si-do and circle of six.
Do-si-do your partner.
There he is.
Yeah. I can't remember what a do-si-do is.
You have to like, fold your arms, innit? And then kind of go round the other person.
Don't you like go round their back?
What, back it up?
No, not...
Not like a Tonka truck, no.
No, not Pitbull. You go round like... Oh, I've got no idea.
I know the one you mean, the one where you fold your arms like that.
That's what I just said.
And then it's like round the person and back.
Yeah.
Grand chain. All the way.
What's a grand chain?
Yeah, I don't know.
First couple, dance down. Give them a clap.
Oh, they're doing the arches at this point with their hands.
Yes, probably.
And back. Cast. Right and left through.
The only time I've ever seen that since is at bad weddings.
Yeah. You never see it in nightclubs, do you?
No.
Would you not be tempted to do this on your next gig?
No. Oh, let's go down Oceana tonight. I fancy doing the do-si-do. It doesn't happen, does it?
It doesn't, but it should. Everyone knows the skills. One PE lesson, me and my mates all claimed we had forgotten to bring our PE kit in. We hid them in the bushes outside our classroom huts. But the teacher clocked our plan and threatened us with a PE lesson where we would just have to wear vest and pants.
Oh, the old classic.
None of us were keen on this, so collected our PE kits from outside for some more country dancing.
Did anyone actually have to ever do PE in vest and pants?
I don't think so. It was just an empty threat.
I did.
Did you?
I once had to do vest and pants,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't there a spare kit box where you had to wear, like...
There was, but I think in the earlier years, I did have to do vest and pants.
Because I'm sure you could say that you could take them to some court of appeal and say that that was against your human rights.
You could now. You could now, but human rights weren't on when we were at school.
Yeah, in year 4 and 5, human rights weren't that important to me.
It's the same as health and safety. It's gone crazy, in my opinion. Yeah. No one cared about our safety.
The world's gone mad. To be fair, the concert 8 weeks later was a good laugh. The hall was packed with parents. It was a lively atmosphere, and it was relatively successful. It was a generally flawless performance from me, apart from the bit where I got a bit excited during one move. I had to swing my partner round and round, and accidentally swung Jessica a bit too hard, let go, and watched her stack it into the crowd. The tears weren't ideal, but definitely didn't ruin my moment of glory.
Was she all right?
She was fine, yeah. I think her pride was dented more than anything. Apart from anything, the lads were quite impressed with that move at the concert, as they thought I had done it on purpose. I hadn't, but all the same, it earned me a few Year 5 lad points. This year was the middle ground between me hating girls and saying I was never going to get married to me actually quite liking a couple of the girls. Kiss chase was a regular playground sport, and I've got to be honest, every now and then I would slow down when on the run to allow the girl I quite liked to catch me.
What, like it was in, what, in slow motion off of films?
Yeah, so even though everyone's running away, the name
you
of the game is to get kissed.
You can't do that subtly though, can you?
Well, sort of slowly down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it probably looked a bit silly to be honest, didn't it? It was a game that was big back in my primary school at Cannon Lane, but one of those that after primary school never gets played. It's one of those games that, given the right funding and support, could have become an Olympic sport.
What, kiss chase?
Yeah, think about it. That would be epic.
And here comes Chris Stark now for the 100 metre kiss chase.
What, and then right. What, set him off like a hare
in the
dog race?
Yes,
and then all
idea.
The girls come out afterwards trying to get him.
Or the
how
girl,
does it work? I can't work it
or
out.
Or the girl could be the hare, so she's released.
No, that's just weird.
Come out of the traps.
Run!
Another event deemed poster worthy was the forthcoming sports day at my school. Our middle school was split into 4 teams, 4 different colours based on the 4 different houses. We used to have houses at our school, named after people I didn't know. I was in Turner, who I have since learned was an artist. I've heard that some schools have banned sports day now, or create events where no one can be deemed to have lost. But in my sports day, it was all about the competition.
Yeah, and I was always the loser.
Nothing wrong with that.
Were there any sports that you were good at?
Yes, long jump, but only as a fluke.
Oh, I didn't like that. I used to find all sorts of stuff in that sandpit.
Yeah, but I was the person that never got picked. And then they were like, oh, God, I suppose you got Scott Mills. Yeah, oof, last one. And then I was surprisingly good. And I was the king of long jump for that whole hour lesson. And then I tried to do it again 2 weeks later. Couldn't do it. It was just a fluke. But I felt like an amazing... I was never good at sport. So I was like, yes, I'm the king.
Yeah, good on you.
Thanks.
There's nothing wrong with losing. I've been a loser for much of my life. As a Watford fan, I'm used to losing on a weekly basis, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Sports day should be all about competition. I was entered in the 100 metre sprint and a proper old school egg and spoon race. I knew I was going to be racing Andrew Robinson from another class in the 100 metres, and he was well quick, but I was looking forward to giving him a good challenge. Sports day was well exciting. The entire school lined up next to the track, which was drawn out on the grass on the field. My little brother was in the crowd. I was really hyped. The egg and spoon race was first and was a good laugh. It's not really a serious event though.
No, really?
There's always at least one joker, in this case, Harry Ganesh, who'd put a sneaky thumb on it. On the egg, I mean.
Oh.
So he was running with thumb on egg on spoon.
Oh,
cheating.
Right. I was like, if you're going to draw anything on an egg, draw a face. Why are you drawing a thumb on it?
Or, you know.
Do you do that?
What?
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Why would you draw that on an egg?
Who hasn't done that?
On the egg?
Yeah, it just makes breakfast time more exciting.
What are you... You don't really...
I can see if you draw boobs out two
always.
Eggs.
Just I have done. Just being honest. I thought everyone had done that.
No!
This is a revelation.
Oh my God, I hate to think what your egg cup is.
Teachers would shout, but they were largely powerless. I came a respectable third. The 100 metres, though, I took seriously. I lined up at the start. Andrew was a couple of lanes to the side. The starter gun went off and we all went for it. Everyone watching on the sides was cheering. Everyone in yellow from Turner House were cheering for me. It was a great feeling. Me and Andrew were ahead of the others. I was flying and I just edged ahead. We crashed through the finish line and a mum helping out came up and handed me the second place rosette. Andrew was given the first. It wasn't right. Oh. I could have sworn I was first. I didn't moan though. I accepted second, but have always secretly wanted a rematch. It's probably a million to one chance, but if you're reading this, Andrew Robinson, and are keen on a rematch, get in touch.
Do you really think you were robbed, or is this just you being Chris and thinking that, I want a rematch?
No.
I could beat him this time.
I don't want to be a bad sport, but I honestly thought I won that. And the people who were judging it were just mums on the finish line. They weren't standing on the side of the line watching it.
So you truly believe that you won and Andrew was second?
Yeah.
To this day?
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, Andrew, if you're listening or reading the book when it comes out, then do get in touch. Let's put it to the test. And me and Becky can be the mums on the side.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can do outside work.
Yeah.
It's a shame that you learn all these sports day events at a young age, but then after primary school, you never compete in them again. There's loads of stuff that post-primary school could have been competed for in the Olympics later this year. Our country would smash the sack race or the egg and spoon this year if the Olympic organisers had thought about it. Easy golds. And I could have become an Olympic champion had life given me the chance. And there we go.
That's very good.
I just think our country misses a trick. Do you know what I mean? Because our whole generation of youth have been brought up on sports day events.
Mm.
So why don't we do them? In the Olympics.
Because I doubt they have egg and spoon in, like, Japan. So, therefore, we've got an advantage.
Exactly.
See what you mean?
So, when we're hosting them, we should be thinking egg and spoon, sack race, throwing beanbags.
Three-legged race?
Three-legged race.
Yeah, we'd ace that, wouldn't we?
Yeah. But we could have, in this studio here, a GB team, a successful GB team.
Well, she's got tug-of-war sorted.
Yeah.
I could do long jump. No, actually, that's not right, is it? Because they're already on. Right, let's just leave.
Oh, my God, so you're... Is it too late to enter you, or are you saying...
I'm sorry?
If you're saying you can do long jump, then go for it.
No, forget that. Let's stick to egg and spoon. Egg and spoon all the way. This is BBC. BBC Radio.